Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. It is Memorial Day, a day when we remember those who paid everything to protect our freedom, our ability to do everything from eat nachos to play sports to, you know, watch television or to serve our fellow man in a soup kitchen or by giving to charity or whatever, all the different things that we do with our lives, including enforce the law. Sheriff Bob Johnson is one of those people. He is the sheriff of Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Let's just kind of, because it is Memorial Day, let's start there. Anything you want to say, any comment? You know, obviously, you're pretty closely connected, having formerly been in the Air Force and, you know, now being in law enforcement, and you see this stuff up close and personal about the lives lost or sacrificed or put at risk to protect us.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they say when you go into the military, you write a blank check up to your life. So everybody who serves takes a risk, and it's a calling. It's not a job for a lot of people, and you have to respect that. And definitely praying for all the families out there who have lost a loved one in the military. It's a tough holiday for them.
It absolutely is. And that's why I think we should take time to make sure and, you know, talk to people and comfort them. I had talked last hour, I think it was, about, you know, the sacrifice, the risk, the trade that military folks, you know, are willing to make or often do actually have to make. You were in the military when you were serving. Yeah. What was your why? Like, what was your, I'm putting my life at risk for blank. What was your blank?
Yeah, well, my dad was in the military for 30 years, so he instilled that sense of service in me. And for me, it was a no-brainer. When I turned legal age, actually, I signed up before 18 and delayed enlistment. And when I turned 18, I went in. But it was just to serve the country. The country has given me so much. And I wanted to pay it back, basically. So I did 4 years active and 8 reserve and enjoyed 90% of it. Obviously, there's some things about it that you don't like, but I just felt the need to serve and give back to a country that's given me so much.
Oh, amen to that. Stories that we've had in the last week or two. I guess we had this. It's just a weird story. A worker at a Taco Bell decides to spit in somebody else's nachos, and they figure it out and realize it. And you can't do that, right? You just can't do that.
Yeah, you can't. And you know, it never ceases to amaze me the stupidity of some people. I mean, just when you think you've seen the dumbest thing ever, somebody comes along and breaks a record. It's just hateful. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's, and as you have seen so many times, it's over the dumbest of things. People get their feelings hurt, or you talk to my man, or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just, it's unbelievable the level of, my wife and I, we were driving home yesterday, and we happened to pass some woman who was very, very aggressively talking on the phone in what I cannot describe as having been positive ways. And I thought,
right,
you just look like a buffoon. You look like an idiot. But people get wrapped up in their moment and they can't stop themselves, right?
Correct. Correct. And that's the thing. You know, my jail's pretty much full. And I'll tell you, most of the people in there have anger control issues. And, you know, it's sad that grown-ups can't control their emotions better. But, my jail is full of people like that.
Yeah, no, I understand. We had an incident on the Navarre Causeway. It was a car, a truck, an SUV. I wasn't quite clear, but wound up in the water on the side. Accident, what happened here?
Yeah, no, it was a young lady who was having some issues, and she wanted to kill herself. And luckily for her, there were some good Samaritans out there that actually got her out of the vehicle. And then we responded, of course, and took appropriate actions. But, she just drove off on purpose, she said. She wanted to end her life. Mm. And like I said, fortunately, we had some good Samaritans out there who helped her.
Well, thank goodness somebody was there to save her from herself because, you know, man, that's awful. We also had a teenager who was riding, a 17-year-old who was riding an electric scooter, injured with a truck in Navarre. I think this is yesterday. It's in the last couple of days anyway.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you this, these electric scooters are popping up everywhere. I mean, I've seen so many in the last probably 6 months. It's just growing exponentially, and you can get up to some good speeds on these things. I mean, they're not as, you know, they're not a motorcycle, but you can get up to 25, 30 miles an hour on these things, and you can be killed hitting something at 30 miles an hour. It can kill you. And so I would say this to everybody out there who has one, or parents who have kids riding them. You have to have helmets, and you have to pay attention, because you can get killed on these things.
Yeah, I know, as both a bicyclist and as a motorist, I see them all the time, and they terrify me, honestly, because they're so fast. And, you know, they're fun, no doubt about it. They're fun, but, you know, fun carries a risk, right? Sheriff, I don't know if your agency was involved in this at all, so please feel free to tell me that you weren't. But we had these two sisters who were found guilty of multiple charges related to filing bogus tax returns and embezzlement to the tune of about $800,000. It was in Pensacola and in Milton. Were you guys involved in this case at all?
No, I think that was FDLE.
Okay, fair enough. And I know PPD was involved in it, but I wasn't sure, because it was partially in Santa Rosa County back to 2016 all the way up to 2021 for like a decade or so it took on.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I was going to ask you about is, and I know you may not know anything about it because it's Okaloosa County, but we had a group of ranger instructors who were on their way to the Billy Bowlegs events, they were going to use machine guns at this event to, you know, simulate the taking capture of Billy Bowlegs. Apparently on the way, from the video, they stopped off along the way. They shot their weapons off at Crab Island with blanks, but that scared some people, and there had been no warning, and there had been no, you know, procedure around that. And they have now, all 18 of them, been decertified as instructors, I suppose, pending the outcome of the investigation by the Army. But it led me to the question, which I just don't know the answer to, is, you know, sometimes boaters carry weapons, carry guns for self-defense. But I don't know what the rules are. I know if somebody's attacking me and I'm in danger, or somebody's in danger, I can defend myself. But can I just shoot a shotgun at the water? Is there a rule? Like, I assume as long as I'm not endangering somebody, what is the law?
Yeah, and I can't say specifically. I don't know all the Fish and Wildlife regulations, but I'll tell you this. If you're out in the Gulf of Mexico and there's nobody within miles of you and you shoot a gun off, I don't think it's a violation of law. I mean, if you endanger anyone else's life, obviously that's a problem.
Right.
But other than that, I don't know that it would be illegal.
I mean, I'm not necessarily in the habit of taking my pistol out on the boat to just shoot randomly at the water, but also,
right.
I was curious, is that lawful or not? You know, I don't know the answer. Yeah. So,
yeah, I think as long as you don't endanger anybody else, I don't know what the charge would be. I mean,
okay. All right. Well, I'm curious to get more details if there are any, because I don't know, but that's why I wanted to ask you. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Again, Sheriff, as always, thank you for your time. Thank you for your service, and thank you for joining us on the Memorial Day. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.